Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, this is Bob Grew, Grew's Outdoor Service.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Sorry, it's been a little tough for me to get back with you here.
It's okay.
I'm trying to get some office time here. So, but at least we can talk now.
Absolutely. Can you give me 1 second? And I'm going to get to the computer and pull up your file.
Okay.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. So I went ahead and, pulled up your file here. So where did we leave off last?
Well, it was just a brief, we didn't go over anything about what I was approved for, what interest rates. I mean, all you did is talked about briefly about how much I could afford, having something drawn out of my account every day.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, Jeremiah, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Sure.
Because I'm not a retail business.
Okay.
I'm a contractor that has to bill out once a week, and then sit and wait for my receivables to come in. So my receivables can come in up, and they can be up and down. It's not a smooth fluctuation every day of money's coming in.
I see. With the daily payment, with it being your first time working with us, there's really no way around that, unfortunately. I have to have the daily payments on our first type of loan. If we ever do any business in the future, I can request to go to weekly or monthly. But unfortunately, at first, being a first-time customer, we kind of have to do the daily program here. The goal would actually be just to kind of get it down to a reasonable daily to be able to help you out so you're not too worried about that. That would be my goal. So, I mean, right now I have you approved for around 26,000.
Okay.
And with that, there's a daily payment of $98.39 coming out a day for about 18 months. And that's Monday through Friday.
About $98.
Yeah, $98 a day.
What's that interest rate at?
It doesn't give me a specific rate. It only tells me the payback on that. Let me see. Right. So let me do what your payments are. Looks like it's a payback of $38,960. So it's a little bit high.
Yeah.
It's a high rate. But what is good about this is that it is a program that we put you on halfway through. So it's an 18-month term, but 9 months in, we're able to revisit it and try to get you additional money and get you a better rate and on a better program. So this is just an introductory program to kind of get in with us and start a relationship. But going forward, as long as all the payments come out on time, there's no hiccups, no bumps in the road, that's what we look for.
Okay. Is there any way that you can email me the breakdown so I can really see it, Jeremiah?
Yeah. If you'd like, if you feel comfortable with this, if you send me send Steve a driver's license and a voided check, what I can do is I can actually create these documents. So you can actually see the contract. Now, by sending me a driver's license voided check, by no means does it obligate you to do anything or lock you in. But what it allows me to do is generate these terms so you're able to see. So you can also see if there's any type of fee in there, which I believe there is a 2% origination fee.
Okay.
But you're able to see the entire contract. So there's about the prepayment. There's no prepayment penalty, but I believe there's a discount if you pay it off early. It has all these terms in there that you'd be able to read and go over. So if you'd like to move forward, all you'd have to do is sign them and move back. If you don't, then obviously you just throw them away.
Okay. Okay, let's go back down through again. Okay, we're looking at qualified.
The amount that you're qualified for is $26,148. Okay. It's an 18-month term.
Okay.
The daily payment Monday through Friday is $98.39.
$98.39 daily.
Daily.
Monday through Friday.
Yes, sir. Monday through Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Okay.
Over 18 months, so basically, like I said, this comes out to, if it's drawn out over 18 months,
it's $38,960.
$960 payback.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no, if you paid it off early.
There's no prepayment penalty. However, there is a discount for paying it off early. So it's a fixed amount. So there is no, like, you can't pay the $26,000 back and then the rest of the interest is forgiven. The $38,000 is the payback. However, there's a discount on whatever you owe left.
Give me an example. Let's say come May 1st, 2017, I decide, well, I just want to pay you guys off.
Sure. So let's say the balance then. Okay. So let's say you take out the loan for 26. You're owing 38. Let's say by the time we get to May, it's down to, I don't know, 28 again. 28,000. You would get, I believe, don't quote me on this. It's either 5 or 6%, but 5 or 6% of the total remaining balance discount if you pay it off.
Okay. 6% discount, right?
Yes, of the total loan. And also write down that 9 months into it, you're eligible for a renewal. So with this renewal, I just helped our customer the other day. We kind of revisited his loan and got him additional money, but we didn't charge him double interest. You know what I mean? Like we had a program where we forgave the interest on the first loan and just added on the additional money. And then what's great about this is that you have a long term. 18 months is a long time for this amount of money. Most of my customers only get like 6 to 9 months to pay this back. So in your situation, you get 18, which makes your daily payment manageable.
Right.
You know, I don't see that often, to be honest with you.
Well, just like I said, I'm just looking at it, and it's something I'm not going to decide right away, Jeremiah, right off the bat.
Sure.
Because I got to really think about this direction I want to go on. Because, like I said, it's not that I don't have I've got plenty of assets to take care of, you know, the problems that I have to solve out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then what it's doing is it's diminishing my cash flow through the wintertime if I go that route.
Well,
and that's not good either, because my cash flow through the wintertime is, you know, sometimes, you know, depending on the winter time, it could be as little as $60,000 through the winter time, and as much as $110,000 through the winter time. You know, so and when I'm going through the winter time, the one benefit probably is that, yeah, there's a lot of sleepless nights, but I don't have to worry about payroll.
Correct, and
because I'm subbing a lot of it out, or the stuff that we're doing in house. I'm paying these guys basically subcontractor wages to sit in a piece of equipment.
Okay. Well, I mean, we want to help you out. I want the cash to be able to help your business out. I know you're going to go through this slow time. So you got to keep in mind that it's unsecured, that literally we're, you know, a company, a bank that's going to give you the money with just your word and your signature saying you're going to pay us back. Right.
Right,
so we don't have any collateral. No, we're not tying up any assets. So we want this to help you out, which is why it's considered a high risk loan. And you know, it's nice to have those those non stressful, you know, sleepless nights where, you know, you can sleep through the night and you're not stressed about cash flow. So if this money is going to help your business out in any way, and what's great, it'll also build your business credit with us. So once you do one of these types of loans, hopefully you don't have to take out any more again. But if you ever do, you can always come back to me or Steve and say, hey, I did a loan with you guys. I was faithful to my end of the agreement here. I'd like to take out another loan, but you guys need to give me a better program than the last. Okay, because I proved that I could do this. I did this term. I paid everything, no hiccups. And I promise you, we're going to get you a better program. It's just that first initial one, you're considered a very high risk because we just don't know.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's hard to go back through history with me. Yeah,
right.
I got plenty of history if I've been in business as long as I have. But, you know, it's just one. You know, it's just the way it is. I mean, it's sad that business is done today just by a credit score alone.
It is. It is, and that's literally all we went off. So with your score being five,
it sucks. I mean, it ties a small business guy's hands.
Absolutely, and I understand. I deal with it every day. To you know, you're not the only one out there. A lot of you know business owners out there are really good people. Yeah. It's just they had some problems, especially when the economy crashed, and you know it just affected their credit score, and it's all based off that number. So right. You know, but what's cool that what we do is we are a relationship based bank. Uh-huh. Like I said, I have people that I've worked with that they've had like 450 credit scores, and they had to pay like a ridiculous, like almost 100% interest on the money that we gave them. But what was great is that they did that first loan, and then the second time around, we had got them like, must have took off. It went from 100% to like 35%. So saved them so much money, and we didn't really look at the credit score. We kind of just went off of, all right, they built a relationship with us. They had a loan. They paid it back. Even though it was such a high rate, they are no longer a high-risk customer, right? Uh-huh. They have proven to us that, you know, they've done this with us. Let's get them on a better program. Let's make it manageable for them. And let's help them out. Because we want to be able to be the one where you're like, you know, my business is booming, Jeremiah, and I need more cash flow to grow the business. Those are the best kind of conversations to have.
Right.
You know, because you're not too concerned with what the payback is. You're like, hey, I'm going to make triple that on this money.
So. Well, let me just give it some thought and stuff, okay? And
absolutely.
And I got both, you know, I got both you and Steve's number, so
okay.
I'll be in touch, but I want to take some time to think about it, okay?
Absolutely, no rush, Bob. If you have any questions, give me a call back or email Steve.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.